How about that? I found used to interview outside at the court. Then they got fancy in Hawk Hill now. Went to the room where nobody could get a chair. Look at y'all. Look at y'all. Know y'all never sat like this before. What about the room that was so small nobody could get into? What happened to that?
You called it the laundry room at one time.
Oh, it was. Believe me.
Court looks a little bit different too these days. So.
That's nice. I mean, it's nice what they did with the court and everything. And actually, this part of it, the Ramsey Center is really nice. So, I mean, it's good. Everybody was laughing. I came down here in the summertime and Phil showed me around. And then I was laughing because I was like, you don't realize that the old stuff was there even when I was there. I've been out of college for 22 years now. So, and I know it was there before I was there. So it was a long time coming with that.
Well, he said that you're going to invite him down to Drexel, man, to play in the new spot.
Oh, they're going to play it, whether it's new or not yet, next year. They're coming down there next year. They're coming to the DAC, new or not. They're going to be in the DAC next season.
Bruce, you're coming down about a minute to go, and it's a tie game, and then things just went against you. What did you see happening that allowed nobody just totally lose the same game?
In what? In what period?
That last minute before the overtime.
I mean, they called the intentional foul. That was it right there. That was the game. Once they called the intentional foul, it didn't matter. So, we missed. I mean, we threw the ball away, and then they called the intentional foul. I think it was a one-point game at that point. But you get the three-point play and the ball. So, I mean, the guy called the intentional foul. I mean, what are you going to do?
How would you describe the crowd today? I guess it's kind of
But St. Joe's always get a good crowd, though. I don't think that changes that much. It's got a few more people in there, but they always get a loud crowd. It's always hot in there. So, I mean, that's I don't think that's going to be different. The crowd's always good here.
What did you see out of O'Brien there, almost 7-footer?
It's all right. Todd O'Brien was all right. He made big foul shots for him. And he came up with some. I mean, he made a big basket. You know, got a big put-back basket. So, he was fine for him.
Drew, what did you think about the way your young kids played today? Ready in the champs?
No, they did. They played good. We still got to get a little bit better. Ties had some loose ends up, but I thought they played well. We got a lot of foul trouble, so the guys got a chance to get in there a little bit. So, but they're going to be fine.
Bruce, what about right towards the end of regulation? You're up three. You get a key block shot, but it kicks right out to Govins,
It's the luck of the draw.
Yeah, that's what Phil said.
Yeah.
I said it was fortuitous. He said it was lucky.
Honestly, and then I thought actually in the not wasn't maybe the overtime, but Kiko the ball almost tripped himself over and got a layup. And the referees didn't call it. So that's two plays in a row. Actually, that we caught a tough break. And actually, even Williamson, he made a tough shot. I mean, Garrett Williams, he made a tough shot. So that was just we didn't get the lucky bounce.
Is it hard to take the positives away from this game? I mean, you guys obviously rebound well, play good defense.
It's the first game of the year, man. So, I mean, you just got to continually get better. We got a lot more games to go, believe me. So, we're going to play in atmospheres like this a lot. So, we did some good things. We had 23 turnovers, which isn't good. And I thought we did some good things. You know, we missed some tough foul shots that we needed to make. But I mean, we got opportunities to win some games, I think. But this is the first game in the year, so you got a lot more to go. So if you'd have told me after our first game last year, you'd have said we would be able to be 10-8 in our country. You'd have laughed at me. Actually, after the first like seven games, you'd have laughed because we only had 1-1. So you'd have been laughing. So this is the first game. We just got to get better, though.
Drew, you're up three after Thomas just a big three. What changed? What was the difference in the overtime period? What went wrong in the end?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, what happened? You know, you're up three, and the next thing you know, lose by 10. What was the difference for St. Sure.
I just answered that. One, they called the walk the next time down. So that was one. And then they came down, and I think that's when Todd O'Brien put it back in, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right? I think Todd O'Brien at that point got the rebound, put it back in. We came down, threw it away. So now that's when everything else happened. We got the intentional foul. So that's it. That was it.
With all the turnovers on both sides, and would it be fair to describe this as an entertainingly bad game?
Oh yeah. I mean, I think a lot of first games are in the competitive. I would say. I mean, the game was really competitive, you know, true to Philly style. Philly style ain't always the greatest looking games, but they are competitive, and this was a very competitive game. It's first game of the year, though. You're going to see a lot of games like this in the next week or so when you watch it on television. But I think both teams played extremely hard, and that was it right there. So the, and that's what you look from your team. You can always get better with the mistakes, but you want to see them give maximum effort out there. It was ugly, but we play ugly, though. So my teams have always played ugly. We're not a pretty team. So I know that, you know.
Given how well you guys finished last season defensively, was your defense tonight where you wanted it to be?
It was okay. I mean, but, you know, like I said, one of the things going to be a little different, we got a lot of young guys, and they don't understand about it. They think they play D, but they don't. So they think they know what they're doing out there on defense, but most of the time they don't. But they got to get a little bit better as the season goes on. As they get better, we'll be better. I think everybody else is fine. But as the younger kids get a little bit better defensively, then we'll be a better defensive team.
I guess for when you guys are leaving, like, what do you guys take from this game? Like, what do you tell the young guys? It's an emotional game. You guys play pretty well, but what do you kind of take from it and tell everyone?
Pretty much, we worked hard to get to this point. You know, we should have won. It was a couple key possessions that we kind of slipped up, had some mishaps, but other than that, we just got to continue to build from this game, continue to work harder, play harder on defense and rebound.
When you go start getting towards conference play in December and January, do you think this game is going to be an example of you using the freshman kids that they will have already been through once before a little bit?
Oh, definitely we can use this game as an example. Like I said, like, we just continue to build from this point. Like, we've been in a situation where we weren't getting the calls. We've been in a situation where shots weren't necessarily falling for us. We're not hitting free throws. And just about everything happened in this game.
You're right about that. You're right about that one.
Well, Leon, you got hurt a little bit towards the latter part of the second half. It slowed you down. Some I know came in and out of the game a few times. And you look like you're in a pretty good rhythm.
Just a little bit. I mean, I was just a little step slower than I normally am.
Yeah.
Stuff can turn around in like 1 second. With a block shot, you're up three, and then like within a second, it's back in Govan's hand, and he's putting up a three, and the score's tight. I mean, you know, like, what was your emotion from 1 second to the other?
Honestly, I was completely confused. I had no idea what was going on. I felt blocked the shot. I assumed it went out of bounds, and I look up, and the ball's going in. So I was just confused on what happened.
Derek, how do you think you played in your debut?
He was gunning today. He was putting it up today, boy. He was feeling it.
I was a bit nervous. I mean, this is my first game. And I know what he wants. I know how he wants me to play. He wants me to always give 110% effort. So I tried, you know what I mean? There was certain situations in the game where I wasn't experienced enough to like handle, and I'm learning now from him, especially on defense. And I feel like it was a lesson learned, more of a lesson learned, and I feel like I can get better from here. I can only get better from here.
You feel like you'll get thrown into the fire a little bit with sort of rivalry game like this, your first game?
Yeah.
It's a city game.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I do. I feel like I was getting it was a lot of pressure on me and on the team, and both teams actually. So I just went out there and played my game.
Coach, I guess this is big to have guys like him able to hit the threes when guys are Williamson and doubling down the post and stuff. Is that a big key, though?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't bad. You know, we're a bad three-point shooting team, but I mean, we shot better than we usually do. So, I was all right. I mean, it was good. I mean,
the biggest thing is the turnovers.
Yeah, the biggest thing was the turnovers. And like I said, we didn't get any breaks. You know what I mean? They got a couple deflections for baskets and things like that. And, you know, in a close game that way, you know. I got caught up with the referees a little bit, and then you know what? After that point, honestly, you saw what happened, and that was my fault. But, you know, that's what happens in these heated battles. Just don't want him to be the first game of the year. But, I mean, you know, I got caught up in the referees, and I thought I hurt our team, to be honest with you with that. So, and like I said, we didn't get the bounces. But, you know, if we did, we'd have won the game. I mean, we block a shot, the kid gets in and shoots a three, you know. We missed a foul shot that would have actually put us up by four. You know, not even been in that situation. And, you know, we come down, and like I said, the key part of the game, they called the walk on Leon. And then they called the intentional foul. And the intentional foul, it was game over then. You know, I mean, they gave him 5 points. So it goes from 1 to 6. That's how you lose by 10.